conference call of our Chaitanya Charitamrita class of Antya Leela. And today we are very fortunate to have with us His Grace Sanatana Dharma Prabhuji to enlighten on the topic of Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela 13.112 onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for joining the session and giving your very valuable time and association this morning, Prabhuji. I now hand over the call to Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, I know that this point of the day, actually in the US, many of you may be cutting sabjis, cooking, doing what not. But I still, however, request you all for your physical presence, sorry, virtual presence via video, so that I feel encouraged in my service to all of you. It's a humble request, it's not compulsory. But then if you all appear, then I'll feel blessed and I'll feel that I am with people, I am with Vaishnavas. Because the main reason that I get to, I do agree for this particular forum is for doing machitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam. When there is a mutual discussion of Sri Krishna Leela and Sri Gaurkatha among devotees, then there's a very, very deep relish. So just few more days to go for the wonderful, divine and auspicious appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaur Purnima is going to come very soon, that occasion, and I'm getting this opportunity to discuss Gaur Katha. So I request you all to please be involved at least by turning on videos, and then I'll be definitely very happy to serve all of you. Thank you. We'll start with prayers. Om Agnyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuhurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sa Advaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschate Desha Tarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha Ananda Leelamaya Vigrahaya Hemambadivyachavi Sundaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Rasapradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangham Nangayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dina Tarinam Shri Chaitanya Mishwaram Paramananda Madhavam. Going on. I have a class going on. Yes. Hare Krishna. Once again, very, very happy to be with all of you for this Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita discussion that we are going to have. Initially, I was told that, Prabhu, we want you to complete this whole chapter. And I was like excited. Done. We'll go at full speed and we'll complete the chapter somehow. But then when I went through some of the verses and purports, I understood, my God, if I do that, it will become a controversy. Yes, because there are very, very confidential points, very, very important points, and there are certain aspects which Srila Prabhupada is touching about in his purports that definitely require some discussion. And the very first verse itself is, you know, a kind of a very, very deadly verse, in the sense, verse is so sweet and beautiful. It's an exchange of rasa with Lord and his devotee. But if it is not understood in the right spirit, then we may tend to misunderstand the Lord, we may tend to misunderstand the Acharya, Srila Prabhupada. Yes, or some of us may get discouraged. Oh no, is this what Srila Prabhupada thinks about us? Yes, I'm going to tell you why you are all eager and hungry. Now, what is there so much in this verse? Yeah, we're going to discuss that. Yes. This is the shloka from where we are continuing. So this is Ante Leela, chapter number 13, entitled The Pastimes with Jagadananda Pandit and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. Yes, Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Shri Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Shri Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Shri Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna. There is something very special about this word Gauranga. You know that what Prabhupada says? Prabhupada says that whenever from the heart, without any ulterior motives, one simply closes one's eyes and says, Gauranga! Yes, try it at your respective places. You will become an ecstatic devotee. Prabhupada writes this. That is the power of Gauranga. You just say Gauranga and you become a very ecstatic devotee by regularly taking shelter of Gauranga's names. Yes, currently my ecstasy is going down and down. Already this is night time. I told all of you I need more support from all of you. So please, please support me by turning on videos. That will really help me to stay awake. Otherwise, if nobody is there, I will also in between. I know doze off in between. Please, please be there. Alright. So now we are going ahead with the shloka. Shloka text number 112. अष्टमासी रही प्रभु भट्टे विदाय दिला अविवाह न करिह बलि निषेध करिला. So what is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doing here? So he stayed in the home of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. Ashtamasa rahi. So he stayed for 8 months along with Raghunath Bhatta. And then Vidai, Vidai Dila. Vidai Dila means farewell. Okay, bye. We say bye now. So let me take your leave. So Vidai Dila. And what did he, while bidding farewell to him, what exactly did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do? Avivaha. He told him, Vivaha na kariha. Please don't marry. Bali nishedda karila. He forbade him from marriage. Whom? Raghunath Bhatt. And there is one more personality in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita whom we understand that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forbade him from getting married. He told him not to get married. Anyone knows who is he? One is Raghunath Bhatt, whom we are seeing right now. There is another personality whom Mahaprabhu said not to get married. Anyone knows his name? No? His
it
name is
Gopal Bhatta.
Yes, you are right, Mataji. It is Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who was the son of Parasara Bhatta, Venkata Bhatt in Srirangam. Yes. So he told Gopal also, not similar instruction, very similar instructions he gave him. But one wants to know, why did Mahaprabhu speak like this? So that answer is given in the purport. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jaye. Raghunath Bhattacharya had become a very greatly advanced devotee while still unmarried. Excuse me. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could see this and therefore he advised him not to begin the process of material sense gratification. We need to understand that there are two kinds of paths. One marga is called as Pravritti Marga. Yes, Pravritti Marga is that particular path in which one accepts the Grihastha Ashram, yes, does Dharma, which means religious activities for the purpose of Artha in order to develop economically, for economic development. And then one enjoys one's senses, performs karma, and finally anchors for moksha. And this is called Pravritti Marg. Yes. On the other hand, we have the Nivritti Marg. Nivritti Marg is one is very clear. The goal of life is self-realization. One should go back home, back to Godhead. And somebody who's convinced of this definitely embarks in this particular path very swiftly. On the other hand, somebody is not very much convinced. Well, I need an experience. The Shastras do allow. the purpose of the grihastha ashram is for one, it is shastrically allowed, the scriptures allow a person to experience this particular world in a restricted manner in order to realize the self. There's an amazing section which I was reading. So this is a very helpful section. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's series of lectures, they are called as Bhakti Vinoda Vaibhava. So Bhakti Vinoda Vaibhava is a collection of teachings which were composed and published in the English language in 1938. So there also, in Jaiva Dharma, chapter 7, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, the position of a householder is like a school for a living entity to learn and awaken the science of self. So that is the position of householder. On the other hand, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that Raghunath Bhatta Goswami has already awakened the self. He is already a perfected person. So he does not need the grihastha ashram. Yes? Marriage is a concession for people who are unable to control their senses. Raghunatha, however, being an advanced devotee of Krishna, naturally had no desire for sense gratification. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised him not to enter the bondage of marriage. So the purpose, the very purpose of grihastha ashram, which one achieves the purpose in the end of experiencing grihastha ashram, Raghunath Bhatta, although being a brahmachari, had already gone ahead of that. Which means the purpose has already been achieved by him. So for him, there was no need to again enter the grihastha ashram. Generally, a person cannot make much advancement in spiritual consciousness if he is married. He becomes attached to his family and is prone to sense gratification. Thus, his spiritual advancement is very slow or almost nil. Now, what is it that we have to understand from here? I think this is why you are all not turning on your videos. Because this is quite a heavy subject matter, I guess. Prabhuji, no videos. You talk, please. But unless I see what expressions are going on, what is going on in your heart, how do I explain this? Yes? So now what is being told here is generally people assume that household life means license for sense gratification. Household life means now I don't have to worry about self-realization. I can bindas very coolly do nice sense gratification at the same time keep some bhakti alive. Yes, such a kind of person is actually a grihamedi. Grihamedi is a person whose life is centered around sense gratification. That is not a grihastha. A grihastha is a person whose life is centered around the deities and serving the devotees. There's another quote which comes in the wonderful section. Yeah. So this particular section comes in the Sajjana Toshini. So therein, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, he is himself an ideal grihastha. He says a grihastha has three responsibilities. The first thing is to serve the deities. The second thing is to serve the sannyasis. And the third thing is to serve the other grihasthas. These are the three duties and responsibilities of a grihastha. Yeah, and if you see the Manu Samhita, there are lots of rules and regulations which are mentioned for a person in the grihastha ashram. And they are actually too much to follow. Yes, so such kind of rules and regulations, why they are given? They are given so that the person does not drift to the life of sense gratification. Rather, one remains strict to himself. That is the purpose of so many rules and regulations which are mentioned in the grihastha ashram. Yes, so Prabhupada is writing the spiritual advancement is very slow or almost nil for whom? For that kind of person, that kind of so-called grihastha who is repeatedly doing sense gratification. See, excuse me, when we are going to the path of enlightenment, the spiritual enlightenment and Krishna consciousness, that is like lighting a fire. It's like lighting a fire. And then sense gratification is like taking water and pouring on it. So what exactly happens when you pour water on the firewood? The fire is extinguished, number one, yes. Number two, your wood is going to become wet. And next time you try to kindle the fire, it will burn. But there will be a lot of smoke that is produced, which will cause a lot of irritation in your eyes. So the problem is with that particular aspect, where a person is determined to enjoy. Such a person is called a determined thief. I will enjoy. At the same time, I'll do little bhakti. Then the spiritual advancement is very slow or almost nil. On the other hand, there are many, many ideal grihasthas. And one of such very, very ideal grihasthas we can see is our Acharya Thakur Bhakti Vinod. He had 10 children. He had a job of a district magistrate. He was a very responsible person in the material life. He was a very respectful member of the society. Yet at the same time, he was so very Krishna conscious to write so many Krishna conscious literatures. He grew up his children in Krishna conscious manner. Whenever he used to come back home from his office, he used to see, my home is Vrindavan. That's how Thakur, and he is a grihastha. So whenever we need ideal example of a grihastha, we have Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Ideal example of Brahmachari, we have Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So Acharyas have set an ideal example themselves. So for whom is this particular line applicable? As I mentioned, the person who is attached to one's family. So shouldn't we be attached to family? We are supposed to be affectionate to family. There's a difference. What is the difference between attachment and affection? Let's little discuss about it. Attachment means that a person is so very connected materially to the other person that one foregoes one's spiritual responsibilities. Exactly like Bharat Maharaj got attached to a deer. Duryodhan, the Dhritarashtra, was attached to Duryodhan. And because he was attached to Duryodhan, he forego his dharma and he embarked on the path of adharma. On the other hand, affection. Affection is a quality by which you are spiritually connected to the other person in order to elevate the consciousness of the other person. Vidura was affectionate towards Dhritarashtra, and that is why even after taking sannyas, Vidura comes back home, not for enjoyment, but to bring out Dhritarashtra from the path of enjoyment and to take him towards self-realization. This is called affection. So we saw the example of affection and attachment. So being affectionate towards family members, being affectionate towards others is good. But being attached so much so that, well, if you want me to give up standards of Krishna consciousness, you want me to dilute my practice, I will do it for you. That is attachment. That is not good. So such a kind of attached householder and such a kind of householder who is wanting to do sense gratification, who accepts grihasthashram for a license for sense gratification and does Krishna consciousness also a little bit, such a person, his progress, his or her progress will be very slow or almost nil. Right? Otherwise, if a grihastha follows the footsteps of acharyas like Bhakti Vinod Thakur and the teachings which are given by Srila Prabhupada, then one can advance in grihastha ashram also. Yes? There are statements. I can give one more statement. This statement comes in, again, Sajjan Toshini. Because I was reading this particular article. That is why I have this. And somehow our topic for today is also on similar lines. So for a devotee, suppose somebody is a Vaishnava, a pure-hearted, pure devotee. For such a devotee, whether you are in a household life or a sannyasi, it is the same thing. It is the same thing. So as long and until one is a Krishna conscious devotee, sannyas or grihasthashram, that doesn't matter. There was another question which was asked to Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Who should be given more respect? A sannyasi or a grihastha? So the respect that is given to a person is depending on a person's spiritual advancement. How Krishna conscious that person is. It is not based on the ashram. It is not. Even if you see Rupa Goswami Pad, he teaches us in the Upadeshamrit, in the Nectar of Instruction, how we are supposed to respect the devotees. What does he say? Krishne tiyasya giritam manasadriyeta nikshesti chat pranachibhischa bhajantamisham shushrushaya bhajata vignam ananyamanya ninnadi shonyam hridamitsita sangalabdhva. So he is teaching us the way of respecting three levels of devotees. He doesn't classify those devotees in terms of ashram. No. It is based on spiritual advancement. It's based on one's spiritual advancement that we respect the other person. This is based on spiritual qualities that one exhibits. Based on that, we respect the other person. Right? I wanted to spend quite a lot of time on this. Otherwise, this section can be really misunderstanding. Alright, now moving ahead. Vriddha Mata Pitarayai Karaha Sevana Vaishnava Pasha Bhagavata Karadhyayana. So now Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started off his instruction while waiting farewell from Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. He started instructing him. The first instruction he gave him was, don't get married. Yes, because you already achieved the purpose of the very Grihastha Ashram. The second instruction he is giving is, Vriddha Mata Pitara Yai Karaha Sevana. Please serve your old parents. Because they are in a state of invalid, they need your service. Please serve them. Why is he giving this instruction? It will be understood in the purport. And second, the third instruction he is giving him is Vaishnava Pasha Bhagavata Kara Adhyayana. I want to do Bhagavat Adhyayan, which means I want you to study Srimad Bhagavatam nicely, but not independently, not whimsically, under Vaishnava Pasha, under some very qualified Vaishnavas. Yes? So serving Vriddha Mata Pitarayaya Karaha Sevana. This has to be understood in proper light. That's why we'll read the purport. I would like to comment something before going to purport on the Vaishnava Pasha Bhagavata Karaha Adhyayana. If you see the examples of even Sanatan Goswami. So Sanatan Goswami, although he is Jagatera Guru, he is a guru of this whole universe. But still, he was sitting at the lotus feet of the Brahmanas, the devotee Brahmanas, and studying the Srimad Bhagavatam. It was not that he was giving the class, rather he was picking up the Bhagavatam and trying to understand the Srimad Bhagavatam in proper light through the Vaishnava Brahmanas. And this is the example. Even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he himself would sit and hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Sri Gadadhar Pandit. So it's a glory to sit down and hear Bhagavatam. And repeatedly Acharyas have take this. So Bhagavata Shravan, this has been given a lot of emphasis. There's a beautiful shloka which says that Srimad Bhagavat Arthanam, yes, Srimad Bhagavatam Arthanam Aswado Rasikai Sahaha Sajati Ashaye Snigdha Sadhu Sangha Swato Varai. So Srimad Bhagavatam Arthanam, the very beautiful, actually one word of Srimad Bhagavatam has very wonderful meaning, which even one word of Srimad Bhagavatam is very soundly chosen by Shukadeva Goswami and is greatly potent with Krishna Prema. So even if you understand the Srimad Bhagavatam Arthanam, the meaning of one word, we can be greatly benefited with Krishna Prema. One word can give us Krishna Prema. Aswado, you should taste it, taste the meaning, taste the rasa of every word of Bhagavatam. How? Rasikai Saha, along with other wonderfully situated Vaishnavas who also love to taste Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, the Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami as well as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is advising all of us, instructing all of us to become drunkards. He said, drunkards? Prabhuji, what about four regulatory principles? Drinking? Drinking is prohibited. No, drinking the Bhagavatam, juice of Bhagavatam, which is Bhakti Ras. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling Raghunath Bhatta Goswami to drink this Bhakti Muhur Aho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavukaha. Become drunkards of this Bhakti Ras. This is available in Srimad Bhagavatam. And how we should do it? Sajati Ashaye Snigde. There are three kinds of associates, four types of people. We should study Srimad Bhagavatam in Sajatiya. Those people who are like-minded. This is one. Snigde, with whom we have very deep spiritual relationship. And Sadhu Sangha, along with Sadhus and great souls. And Swatovare, and senior devotees. So that's how we should study Srimad Bhagavatam. So he's given him instruction. Now we go to the purport. One should note how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, advised Raghunath Bhattacharya to learn Srimad Bhagavatam. He advised him to understand the Bhagavatam not from professional men, but from real Bhagavata, a devotee. That is why they say Bhagavata Porogiya Bhagavata Stane. He also advised Raghunath Bhatta to serve his mother and father because they were both Lord Chaitanya's devotees. That is Vaishnav Seva only. So there's another person called Pundalik, very famous in Pandharpur, India. So Lord Krishna personally came to meet him. And at that point of time, he was serving his old parents. So Lord Krishna says, Pundalik, I've come to meet you. Pundalik says, you please wait outside. I'm serving my parents because they're wonderful Vaishnavas. So he gives him a brick. He just throws a brick on him, not on him, a brick down, and he requests the Lord, please take an asan. Please take a seat. That's why he becomes Vitthal. Vitta means brick. And Vitthal is one who is situated on the brick. So he stands with his hands on his hips. The Lord, Vitthala. Panduranga Vitthal Bhagavan ki jai. So that is the time Pundalik is serving his parents, Vaishnava parents. The same instruction was given to even Gopal Bhatta Goswami, the great son of Venkata Parashar Bhatt, that you serve your parents because they are Vaishnavas, because and they are old, and later on you can render my service. Anyone who wishes to advance in Krishna consciousness must try to serve the devotees of Krishna. This is called as Vaishnava Seva. Service to Vaishnavas is very important, very, very important. In fact, we all have a chart which we fill every day. This is called a sadhana chart, wherein we are supposed to report how many hours of Bhagavatam study we are done, how many hours of hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam we are doing. And the most important aspect is Vaishnava Seva. How much are you serving prasadam to the Vaishnavas? Yes, in what way you serve the Vaishnavas? So there is a special column, Vaishnava Seva column. And personally, my counselor, he will check only two things. He checks, have you read Bhagavatam sufficiently? And are you doing sufficient Vaishnava Seva? And this is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also has instructed Raghunath Bhat Goswami. So first time I read this, then I could click, okay, why so much emphasis given? Because there are many other factors. What time you went to bed, what time you, how many hours you took, how many minutes you took rest in the daytime. We have so many things in our sadhana chart. But what my counselor is, Grace Radhasham, was interested in two things. He checks how many hours did you read Bhagavatam, and number two, how much Vaishnava Seva you have done. And this is the exact thing that Mahaprabhu is also advising and instructing Raghunath Bhat Goswami to do. Then I realized for renounced order, this is very important. And it's also important for the grahasthas, equally important, one should not say. The principles are same for all, irrespective of the external ashram we are in. As Narottam Das Thakur says, Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Payeche Keba, which means Chadiya Vaishnava, somebody who has given up Vaishnava Seva, Nistara Payeche Keba, how will that person get relieved from the entanglement of material life? There is Lord Krishna who talks about four kinds of unfortunate persons. There are four types of unfortunate persons. So Lord Krishna speaks about this. So he speaks about four people there. He says, Ma mana radya dukkartam kutumba sakta manasa manava satsanga rahito mrityu vritta seva parichyutaha. So the four kinds of unfortunate people are the first category who do not worship Krishna. That is, mam anaradya dukkartam. As a result, they are miserable. Second, kutumbasakta manava means those people who are attached to their material families. Attached, not affectionate, attached, as I mentioned. Third, satsanga, they don't hear Bhagavatam in satsang. Satsanga rahito, mrityu, and as a result, they are progressing very fast towards death. Satsanga rahito mrityu. Fourth is vriddha seva parichyuta, one who give up service to Vaishnavas. Vriddha here refers to those who are spiritually vriddha, not just materially vriddha. There are two types of vriddha. One is jnana vriddha, second is vayo vriddha. Vayo vriddha is a person who is advanced in age. Jnana vriddha is a person who is advanced in knowledge, spiritual knowledge. So giving up service to such people, not taking the opportunity seriously for Vaishnava Seva, such a person. These are the four types of unfortunate people. And this is the section that is dealing with this. Yes, this whole section is dealing with this. For don't become four types of unfortunate people. Rather, just make it opposite. Have a 180 degree paradigm shift. And then you'll become four types of fortunate people. So Mahaprabhu is inviting us into the fortunate club. And don't join the misfortune club. Yeah. Yes. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have never advised Raghunath Bhatt to serve ordinary parents. But since his parents were Vaishnavas, the Lord advised him to serve them. So now a question may come. If what if parents were not Vaishnavas, then what to do? Give up their service? No, it's not like that. Even to be now, why I'm speaking so much from a point of view of renounced order? Because Mahaprabhu eventually wanted Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and even Gopal Bhatta Goswami to join Rup Sanatan in Vrindavan, to become renunciates, to be ideal examples of renunciates, become a Goswami and preach the cult of Krishna consciousness. So he wanted them to eventually go to Vrindavan. But somebody, parents are not devotees, still one has to arrange for their welfare, to arrange for their subsistence. That arrangement, that anxiety at least has to be taken. One cannot neglect the responsibility. No. It has to be done. Even when we join the ashram, there are a lot of questionnaires and formalities that we have to answer. Yes. A candidate is not just like that allowed to join the ashram. The candidate is asked, do your parents have a permanent home? Do they have sufficient bank balance to continue so that lifelong they are not affected materially? That is, they don't have to suffer something. Do they have some ailments? If they have ailments, have you arranged for them to get treated? So there are a lot of parameters which ensure the material safety of parents. Only if the candidate has not fulfilled those responsibilities, then such a candidate is asked to wait and not join the ashram. After one has fulfilled those responsibilities, only then join. But there's a difference between arranging for the welfare and there's a difference between personally serving. So here Mahaprabhu is telling to personally serve the parents because they are Vaishnavas. Excuse me. Now the next part is also answered. Before I could, yeah. One might ask, why shouldn't ordinary parents be served? As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Gurur na sasyat, svajano na sasyat, pita na sasyat, janani na sasyat, daivam na tatsyat, na patischa sasyan, namo chayetya samupetam rityum. I'll give the meaning. One should not become a guru, spiritual master, swajana, relative, pita, father, janani, mother, daivam, demigod, or husband, patis. If you cannot deliver your dependent from samupetam rityum, from the pangs of miseries, miserable material world, you cannot deliver from path of birth and death, the cycle of birth and death, samsara, one should not accept such a responsibility also. So everyone naturally gets a mother and father at the time of birth. Janame janame pita mata paye. But the real father and mother are those who can release their offsprings from the clutches of imminent death. So thus, as grihasthas, it's a responsibility of every one of us in the grihastha ashram. It is very important that we become such kind of parents. We become such kind of spouse. We become such kind of relative. So that we can deliver the dependents from the imminent death. This is possible only for parents advanced in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, any parents who cannot enlighten their offspring in Krishna consciousness cannot be accepted as a real father and mother. Yeah, because they are not fulfilling the responsibility. Now one may say, okay, fine, my parents are not devotees. Right now, today, I'll cut all connections. No, that is not done. That's not the point. The point here is, well, if somebody, they are not Krishna conscious at the time being, at the time being. Why? Because they have not got that right inspiration. So we have to arrange the right inspiration. That is very important. When I personally joined the Brahmacharya Ashram, my parents were not happy. They were very miserable. But I tried to arrange for the right inspiration in their life by which they can understand what is bhakti, they can appreciate what I'm doing. And as a result of the compassion of those Vaishnavas, my parents became Krishna conscious. Now they are full-fledged devotees. And how this happened? Because we arranged the right type of inspiration. We should never think that, oh, my parents should get bhakti only through my medium. That's all. Only I will make them devotees. If I can't make them devotees, nobody can make them devotees. No, that's not done. They may get inspiration for becoming devotees from some other source. So our objective is to arrange that inspiration. And actually, everybody can become devotee. Everybody. They just need the right type of inspiration that they are looking for. If we give them that, an inspiration refers to two things: the right presentation of the philosophy of Krishna consciousness and the right representation of the culture of Krishna consciousness. If these two things are given, anybody can become devotee because Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunoy Shravanadi Shuddha Chitta Koreya Udoy. It's natural for everybody to be Krishna conscious devotees. Bhakti is natural for all. It's just that they need the right presentation and representation. So this is something that we should arrange for our parents, or even for that matter children. Children may not become devotees from the example of parents. They may get inspiration from somewhere else. It's possible. So that is the duty of parents, to arrange the right type of inspiration. That's important. Yes? So the following verse from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu confirms the uselessness of serving ordinary parents. Laukiki vaidiki vapi ya kriya kriyate mune hari sevanu kulevasa karya bhakti michchata. One should perform only those activities, either worldly or prescribed by Vedic rules and regulations, which are favorable for the cultivation of Krishna consciousness. That is very true. This comes in the Purva Vibhag. This is what happens is, first Rupa Goswami gives 64 regulative principles, and after that he substantiates and gives proof for one of the regulative principles. So in that section it comes. This particular shloka comes in that. This is corresponding to either chapter number 12 or 13 of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion of Srila Prabhupada. This comes there. Okay, so I explained about this. Serving parents, that's explained. Concerning the study of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clearly advises that one avoid hearing from a non-Vaishnava professional reciter. Otherwise, what happens? A Vaishnava Mukodgiranam Putam Harikatamratam Shravanam Naiva Kartavyam Sarpo Chishta Yatapaha. So, what happens? A Vaishnava Mukodgiranam. So, when from the mouth of an Avaishnava, from their Giranam, words come out. Putam Harikatamratam. Harikata is pure. As pure like a milk. Payaha. Payaha. Payasam. Payasam. Paya means milk. It's as pure as milk. But what happens? Sarpochishta yatapaha. When a snake, you know, injects its poison into the milk, then the milk may be pure, but because of the injected poison, the milk becomes poisonous. Similarly, harikatha is pure, very pure. Utam harikatha amritam. But shravanam naiva kartam. We should not hear from, excuse me, avaishnava mukhodgiranam, from the mouth of avaishnavas. We should not hear. Otherwise, that will spoil. And many times we may get attracted by some very charismatic talk of some kind of speaker, motivational talks. There's a motivational speaker, because Gita is now the buzzword. So there are some motivational speakers who are not in parampara. They will say, come on, now we'll be discussing the Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita discussion. And I'll be teaching you Bhagavad Gita. Come on. If you're not in Guru Parampara, you have no right to teach Bhagavad Gita. You speak something else, what you're good at. Be a motivational speaker, but don't touch subject matter of Bhagavad Gita if you are not in parampara. Because this knowledge, evam parampara praptam, it has to be received in parampara. So somebody is not in, first thing before hearing from a person, we have to check what is the person's parampara. Is he connected to parampara, bona fide sampradaya? Only then we hear from them. Otherwise we don't. Because that effect will be reverse. Once poisoned means what? It can happen that a service, ideally when we hear the shastras, we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, we get inspirational to do devotional service. On the other hand, we hear Bhagavatam or scriptures, Gita, Bhagavat from Avaishnava's mouth, that service propensity can be completely killed. It dies. So we have to be very careful and choose the right source of associating and hearing. Nowadays, it is fashionable to observe Bhagavat Saptaha and hear Srimad Bhagavatam from persons who are anything but advanced devotees of self-realized souls. There are many Mayavadis who read Srimad Bhagavatam to throngs of people. Many Mayavadis have recently begun reciting Bhagavatam in Vrindavan, and because they can present the Bhagavatam with word jugglery and twisting the meaning by grammatical tricks, material persons go to Vrindavan as a matter of spiritual fashion, like to hear from them. Yes, this is what is happening. All this is clearly forbidden by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I told you all this. I'll just tell you. There was a family, very pious family in India, who has family tradition to arrange for Bhagavat Saptas. And in one lifetime, they are supposed to arrange 108 Bhagavat Saptas. So a person in his lifetime has to arrange 108 Bhagavat Saptas. So there was this person who organized 107 Bhagavat Saptas, already done. So his last one was remaining. So for the last Bhagavad Sapta, accidentally he called an ISKCON devotee. Accident. It was not incidentally. It was not planned. He just called, and that person happened to be ISKCON devotee, a devotee in our community. Yes. So that devotee went there. He did the kirtan, Jai Radha Madhav, and started the Bhagavatam class. And usually, how he had was he had 7 days, and each 7 days were divided into three parts: 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, three sessions. Okay. So the very first session, as soon as the very first session was over, this person went to the corner and started to cry. He was crying, weeping badly, and crying. So this ISKCON devotee felt, oh my God, have I offended this person? Have I hurt him? And something's wrong. So he went up to him and asked, my dear gentleman, why are you crying? So he said, Prabhuji, 107 Bhagavat Saptas have finished. I invited people from different places, different Pantas and Sampradayas. But you are the first person in the very first class of first session of the first day. In your first class, you told me that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nobody told me this. See? So after hearing so much also, people, it is not clear Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Where the first Bhagavatam starts with Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. All I offer my humble obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev. This is the beginning of Bhagavatam. And people, except for this, they speak everything else. And this is not clear. So that is why we need Vaishnava association. Because they help us to understand the spirit of Bhagavatam, help us to understand the subtleties of Bhagavatam. And most importantly, if we don't discuss Bhagavatam in association of devotees, one can never ever experience the bhakti rasa of Bhagavatam. The rasa of Bhagavatam, that taste, that mellow which is there in Bhagavatam cannot be experienced by hearing from non-devotee. One may get some information which may titillate the intelligence, but never inspiration that will touch the heart to practice bhakti. That will not be got. That is why one should not hear from non-devotees. We should note carefully that since these Mayavadis cannot personally know the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam, they can never deliver others by reciting it. No, not possible. On the other hand, an advanced devotee of Lord is free from material bondage. He personifies Srimad Bhagavatam in life and action. Therefore, we advise that anyone who wants to learn Bhagavatam must approach a realized soul. So there are two types of Bhagavatas. One is the book Bhagavat, another is the person Bhagavat. So the book Bhagavat must be understood from the person Bhagavat. That is the right way of understanding Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavata Porigya Bhagavatasthane. Book Bhagavat should be understood from person Bhagavat. Alright, we'll move ahead. 114. Punarapi eka bara asihani lachale eta boli kanthamala dila taragale. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Bhatta, Punarapi, once again, please come to Jagannath Puri, Nilachal. Please do come. And eta boli kanthamala dila taragale. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tied the kantimala on the neck of Raghunath Bhatta. And whose Kantimala? His own. He took his own Kantimala and he gave him. Actually, Mahaprabhu also loves to send gifts to his devotees. So whenever he used to get reports from Vrindavan, Rupa and Sanatan used to wonder, Gadadhar Pandit, lot of time has passed by, I have not heard anything from Rupa Sanatan. Exactly that time the letter used to come from Rupa Sanatan. Hare Krishna, Mahaprabhu, please accept our humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Gauranga. How we write, na? Like that, they used to receive a letter. And they used to say, well, just now Gopal Bhatta Goswami has joined our party. And Mahaprabhu used to be like, Hari Bol, amazing. And let me send something. So Mahaprabhu used to say, he packed his own personal wooden seat. The pat, which is called pat. Pat is a seat where you sit. He gave that. He gave his own loincloth. He gave his own dhoti. His own neck beads. He used to give. Mahaprabhu used to send. Please take this and give it to Gopal. This is for Gopal. This is for you, Sanatan. This is for Rupa. He used to regularly send gifts like this whenever he used to feel very happy. So Mahaprabhu used to give gifts to his devotees. And his own tadiya. Tadiya is Mahaprabhu. Because he is a sannyasi. Because he is a sannyasi, not having money, he cannot purchase something and give. Like, you know, okay, Rupa Sanatan wants a Kindle. It's not like that. So Mahaprabhu's tadiya is the greatest gift. His own personal ornaments. So he used to give that. Alingana kripa kari prabhu vidaya taradila प्रेम गर गर भट कांदिते लागिला. सो दिस इज द रियल द हार्ट ऑफ चैतन्य चरितामृत, द वेरी वेरी इंटीमेट डीलिंग्स बिटवीन लॉर्ड एंड हिज डिवोटीज. आलिंगन करी, सो प्रभु एम्ब्रेस्ड रघुनाथ भट्ट, विदायतार दिला एंड देन ही बेड फॉरवेल. फेयरवेल इज एक्चुअली अ वेरी वेरी टचिंग एस्पेक्ट ऑफ चैतन्य चरितामृत, मीटिंग एंड फेयरवेल बोथ. एंड प्रेम गर गर भट्ट, रघुनाथ भट्ट's हार्ट जस्ट यू नो ओवर फ्लडेड विथ लव. कांदिते लागिला, ही स्टार्टेड क्राइंग. एक्चुअली वेन एवर महाप्रभु यूज टू एम्ब्रेस, देयर इज अ मीनिंग टू इट. वेन वन टू डिवोटीज एम्ब्रेस, सो देयर इज अ हार्ट एंड हार्ट दैट इज गेटिंग टच्ड, दैट इज द पर्पज ऑफ एम्ब्रेस. द हार्ट्स गेट टच्ड विथ टू ईच अदर. एंड वेन एवर ही यूज टू डू दिस, आलिंगन करे सर्व शक्ति संचारिला, अनदर प्लेस दिस कम्स, दिस इज हाउ ही ट्रांसफर्ड the spiritual powers, the spiritual potency, the love, the bhava, Krishna bhava in the heart of Rupa Goswami before. So that's how Mahaprabhu is to embrace and transfer all his feelings, his mood, his compassion, his love for Krishna. Everything is to transfer. This is called heart to heart transfer. He is to do this whenever he would embrace.
स्वरूप आदि भक्त थाई आज्ञा मागिया, वाराणसी आयला भट्ट प्रभुर आज्ञा पाया.
यस, सो स्वरूप दामोदर द सीनियर मोस्ट ऑफ द वैष्णव वाज देयर. सो महाप्रभु आफ्टर टेकिंग आफ्टर रघुनाथ भट्ट, आफ्टर ही टुक परमिशन फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु एंड ऑल द डिवोटीज, दे हेडेड बाय स्वरूप दामोदर रघुनाथ भट्ट, दे ऑल वेंट टू वाराणसी काशी.
चारी वत्सर घरे पिता मातार सेवा किला, वैष्णव पंडित थाई भागवत पडिला.
सो नाउ वेरी वेरी मच एवरीबडी इज इंटरेस्टेड, डिड ही फॉलो द इंस्ट्रक्शंस ऑफ महाप्रभु? येस ही डिड. चारी वत्सर फॉर 4 इयर्स घरे पिता माता सेवा केला, ही डिड सर्विस टू हिज पिता माता, मदर एंड फादर, एंड वैष्णव पंडित थाई भागवत पडिला. सो ही कॉल्ड वैष्णव पंडितस, दोज वैष्णव हुज आर, पंडित मीन्स वन हुज एक्सपर्ट इन द शास्त्रस. सो ही कॉल्ड सच वैष्णवास, and taking shelter of these Vaishnavas sitting at the lotus feet, he studied Srimad Bhagavatam, because this was the instruction.
Pita mata kashi paile udasin haya, puna prabhura thai aila grahadi chhadiya.
Yes, so pita mata kashi paile, when pita mata, they passed away at kashi, udasin haya, he became indifferent. Udasin means to become indifferent. And punah prabhura thai aila grihadi chhadiya. And thus, he came back to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, giving up all his comforts, luxuries, whatever he had, relationships at home, and he came back.
Purvavat ashtamasa prabhu pasha chila, ashtamasa rahi puna prabhu agnya dila.
So again he stayed for 8 months. So 4 months, 8 months, 1 year, like that. He stayed for about 8 months. Prabhu Pasha Chila. He was there with Lord. And Ashtamasa Rahi. 8 months he stayed. Punha Prabhu Agnya Dila. And again now Mahaprabhu is going to instruct Raghunath Bhatta.
Amara Agnya Raghunata Yaha Vrindavane Taha Yaha Rupa Raha Rupa Sanatana Stane.
See? This is actually Mahaprabhu's instruction. So Mahaprabhu said that, dear Raghunath, I want you to go to Vrindavan. Yaha Vrindavane, go to Vrindavan. Taha yaha raha Rupa Sanatana Stane. Go and stay and serve under Rupa and Sanatana. And whenever this amazing thing between the six Goswamis, exactly when Gopal Bhatta Goswami went and joined Rupa and Sanatana, Rupa and Sanatana, the letter wrote back, thank you Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for giving us another younger brother in our family. So they had very, very thick brotherly relationship, yes, amongst each other. And they together discussed Shastras, and also in the Radha Damodar temple, where our Srila Prabhupada made the plans for the worldwide preaching. He made his plans, he did his homework there. That is the place where, in the Radha Damodar temple, all the six Goswamis would meet to make strategy for worldwide preaching. Actually, Srila Prabhupada many times says that the worldwide preaching was not my plan, it was the plan of Mahaprabhu. पृथ्वीते आचे आदि नगर आदि ग्राम सर्वत्र प्रचार होइबे मोरा नाम. एंड सिक्स गोस्वामीज दे लेड डाउन दे गॉट द सीड्स. नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर, श्रीनिवास आचार्य, श्यामानंद पंडित, दे कैरीड द सीड्स एंड स्प्रेड इट ऑल अराउंड बैक टू गौड़ देश, उत्कल देश, मेनी प्लेसेस. एंड देयर मोर आचार्यस दे केम एंड दे स्टार्टेड द ऑर्गेनाइज एफर्ट्स नामहट्टा एंड ऑर्गेनाइज एफर्ट्स फॉर प्रीचिंग. एंड द सेम ऑर्गेनाइज एफर्ट्स प्रभुपाद ऑर्गेनाइजेशन एंड इंटेलिजेंस टुक इट एंड देन स्प्रेड इट ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड. सो इट वॉज महाप्रभुज प्लान एंड द सिक्स गोस्वामीज वेर इंस्ट्रूमेंटल इन गेटिंग द सीड्स फॉर द सेम. सो बी विथ रूप सनातन इन वृंदावन. भागवत पढ़ सदा लह कृष्ण नाम, अचिरे करीबे न कृपा कृष्ण भगवान. वाह अमेजिंग. सो टू थिंग्स इज टेलिंग, सी भागवत पढ़, स्टडी भागवतम देर ऑल्सो. सो महाप्रभु ऑलवेज आफ्टर स्टडी श्रीमद भागवतम, स्टडी श्रीमद भागवतम. सो इट्स अप टू ऑल ऑफ अस ऑल्सो टू रेगुलरली स्टडी द श्रीमद भागवतम. येस, कमिंग टू भागवतम क्लास एंड हियरिंग भागवतम इज गुड. एट द सेम टाइम वन शुड ऑल्सो डू द सेल्फ स्टडी. वी शुड ऑल्सो स्टडी श्रीमद भागवतम बाय द सेल्फ. सी वेन वी आर इन असोसिएशन वी शुड डू मच्चित्ता मद्गत प्राण बोधयंत परस्परम. बट वेन वी आर अलोन यद अनुध्यासिना युक्ता कर्म ग्रंथि निबंधन चिंदन्ति कोविदस्तस्य कोन कुर्यात् कथारतिम. सो इवन वेन वी आर अलोन वी शुड ऑल्सो स्टडी द श्रीमद् भागवतम. सेल्फ स्टडी हैज इक्वल इंपॉर्टेंस. सो श्रीमद् भागवतम पढ़ सह सदा लह कृष्ण नाम एंड ऑलवेज चैंट द कृष्णास नेम्स. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. एंड वॉट विल हैपन विद दैट, करेबे न कृपा you will definitely, Krishna Bhagwan will karibena kripa, he will definitely bestow mercy upon you. When? Achire. Chira means long time. Achira means very shortly. Quickly he will bestow mercy upon you. Very fast. Jaldi. So this is Mahaprabhu's assurance for all of us. So here some terms and condition apply. This sada. Sada means, sada has two meanings. Sada has two meanings. One meaning of sada is every day, and the second meaning of sada is constantly. Now what is this constantly, bro? Please tell us. So I see that Indu Mataji, there's a boy, small boy there. Can you please unmute? I would like to ask him something. What's your name? You'll have to, I'll just increase my volume. Yes, Pranav. I'm not able to hear you.
Pranav.
Okay, now yes, it's Pranav. Pranav, what's your favorite fruit?
Mango.
Mango. Thank you, Pranav, for your mango favorite fruit. So now Pranav gets a lot of mangoes from his parents. They give him a lot of mangoes and he gets it. And what does Pranav do? Pranav goes and sits inside his room, opens the mangoes and starts drinking the mango juice and relishing the mangoes. And suddenly, and he does this closing his door because this is his private business. Suddenly Pranav's first friend comes and he knocks the door. Tok, 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 knock, knock. Pranav is like, who's that? He says, I'm your friend who's come. He says, oh, this guy has come. Okay, fine, fine. Pranav goes, attends to that friend and okay, yeah, yeah, okay, okay, very good, very good. And then the friend goes away. Then what does he do? He's, even while interacting with the friend, his mind is all there in the mango, that unfinished mango. I would like to go back and keep drinking that mango. And then as soon as the friend is gone, again he locks the room, comes back and keeps relishing that mango. Relishing it. And suddenly there's another knock. Talk, 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 talk. Another friend. Who's that? Oh, this guy's come. Okay, fine. He goes there, attends to the friend, but then comes back and keep. So his whole meditation is how to eat that mango. Isn't it true, Pranav? Am I right? Yes, he admits it. And it's the same for all of us. So similarly, we should also be eager for the sada, means that Bhagavatam juice is there. So we are always with the Bhagavatam. And whenever there's a knock of material responsibilities, we do that. But all our eagerness is, when are we going to get back to that Bhagavatam? Udhar jaake, when we are going to go again and study, open that Bhagavatam and read. This is called as sada, always. Or the bead bag is there. Oh no, I'm always carrying my bead bag. I just want an opportunity to again put my hand in the bead bag and just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes. So once all eagerness is, let me just finish this responsibility and go back to the holy name. Finish this responsibility going back to that Bhagavatam. This eagerness, this samutkanta. Samutkanta means a great, great thirst and anticipation. This is very, very pleasing and dear to the Lord. Then achire karibena kripa Krishna Bhagavan. Very soon Lord will give mercy. I was told to finish the chapter. I will try to complete as far as possible. Etta boli prabhu tare alingina kaila prabhura kripa te Krishna preme matta haila. So etta boli, like this, speaking this instruction, prabhu tare alingina kaila. Again the Lord embraced Raghunath Bhatta, and by prabhu tara kripare, by the mercy of Prabhu Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna preme matta haila. And Raghunath Bhatta Goswami became mad. Matta means to become mad in Krishna prem.
Chaudahata jagannathira tulasira mala chhota apana vida mahotsava pancha chila.
At a festival, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had been given some unspiced betel and a garland of tulsi leaves 14 cubits long. Garland had been worn by Lord Jagannath. What about that?
Sei mala chota pana prabhu taradila ishtadeva karimala dhariya rakhila.
So immediately the tadi of Lord. See, Mahaprabhu is very good at embracing, giving instructions, embracing and then giving gifts. Giving gifts. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave that garland and that betel to Raghunath Bhatta, who accepted them as what? The worshipable deity, and preserved them very carefully. Especially when we get gifts from great souls, we should preserve them very carefully and worship them as good as Tadi of Lord. Their gifts we should worship. And what is the greatest gift we all have received? We have received the beads from the spiritual master. Those of you who are initiated, those who are aspiring for initiation, very soon I pray you all get beads from your spiritual master. That is the greatest gift. And we should worship it. And how to worship? By chanting attentively on those beads. That is the way we worship that gift, which is the greatest gift spiritual master gives. That is something that at least one gift everybody gets from spiritual master. The beads. Personally from the hands of the spiritual master. And we should worship it in our hearts. That is the most worshipable deity. Keep it, not just keep it in the proper place. The right way of worship is to chant on those beads attentively. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes. My spiritual master, particularly when he takes the three vows, he makes us chant. That one, I will chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day, 16 rounds. As attentively as possible. As attentively as possible. This we forget. Yes, we should not forget this. It's good always that before we start our day, we remember our initiation vows. It's good to remember. Back to the beginning. I personally, before I start chanting, I remember the moment I had spent with my spiritual master. I just go back to that time and recite my vows again in front of spiritual master. That gives a spiritual seriousness. And then sit down to chant the holy name. It will be a different experience of chanting. I think this will be the last verse I'll be able to take.
Prabhu rathai agnyaliya gela vrindavane ashraya karila asi rupa sanatane.
So again, Raghunath Bhatta accepted the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gela Vrindavane, and he went to Vrindavan Dham. Ashraya Karilasi, and he took shelter of Vrindavan Dham and also Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. So he put himself under the care of Rupa and Sanatan, the senior most Vaishnava. One more.
Rupa Gosaira Sabhaya Karina Bhagavata Pathana Bhagavata Padite Prema Aulaya Taramana.
See, in the Rupa Goswami Prabhu's class, Rupa Sanatan and other Vaishnavas, all of them were there. So then their sabha, in their class, Bhagavat Patan, he studied Srimad Bhagavatam. And Bhagavatam Padite, Prema Aulaya Taramana. So his mind became completely soaked in the love of Krishna. This is the actual result one should experience after Bhagavatam class. But why we are not experiencing, not because the devotee who's taking the class is not spiritually advanced or the Srimad Bhagavatam has some problem. No, the problem is with our attitude. We are not sitting down in the class in proper consciousness. If we are in the proper consciousness, we will definitely get the right result which is prescribed here. Yes? What result we'll get? Next. Ashrukampa gadgada prabhura kripate netra kantarode bhaspa na pare padite. See? Ashru. These are all the different ornaments that a Vaishnava gets when one comes in contact with Bhagavatam and Bhagavatas. Ashru is tears. Kampan is shivering of the body. Gadgada vacha means the voice is choked. Netra kanta rode bhaspa. One will cry and these tears na pare padite. They will never be able to. That will keep unceasing tears. This is a result that one has attained bhava. Yes, trembling, filled with tears, throats choked, and thus one will not be able to recite. Just like Gadadhar Pandit was not able to recite Bhagavatam because his throat got completely choked. I'm there in 3 minutes. I'll come. 2-3 minutes. Yeah. So this is the result. So I would like to pause here and let's analyze why exactly we are not able to experience this when we are doing Shravanam and Kirtanam. Why? So there's a beautiful book which I am personally studying again and again, which is written by His Holiness Shivaram Swami Maharaj. That book is called Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani. So this particular book tells us that actually Bhagavatam and Vaishnavas, Chaitanya Charitamrit, all of them, they promise us wonderful results of bhakti. But we are not able to attain it because we are not doing Shravanam and Kirtanam properly. And what is it that we are doing improperly because of which we are not getting the right result? That's analyzed in that book. So those of you who get time other than reading your Srila Prabhupada books, do read that book also. Yes, Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani. It teaches us why we are not getting this. Why we are being cheated. Why we are not getting this particular result which is mentioned in the Shastras. That is taught to us. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sorry, I took 1 minute extra. Please forgive me, and I fell short of only 10 verses. That's all. I was told you have to complete the chapter. I was like, my God, there are a lot of things. If I just leave them as it is, it will become controversy. So I need some to explain also. Then they allowed me. Okay, fine. You can take as much as you want. So forgive me, I fell short of 10 verses. What should we do now? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and enlightening on the topic. And whatever you have shared, Prabhuji, I would like to contemplate and memorize, and I would like to implement in my daily sadhana matra. Prabhuji, thank you so much, Prabhuji.
You please pray. All of you can pray. I also try to implement whatever I have spoken.
So I would like to request devotees, if there are any questions for Prabhuji, please go ahead with the questions.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dhanpat Pranam, Shri Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai, Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. Prabhuji, that point is touched to heart that we have to read the mango juice like that. We have to read Shishi Bhagavatam sitting in one corner. But in my case, I can read only 15, 20 or 30 minutes. But yes, Prabhuji, we will follow your instruction that we have to just remember our initiation time. Maharaj is given an instruction, and whatever our counselor is, every time inform us that please chant attentively and read Sisi Bhagavatam. So we will use very less of this WhatsApp, I don't know, Facebook, Prabhuji, email, I don't know, but not focus on that that gazette, all the message to read, but focus to sit in a one corner and read Sisi Bhagavatam. For that, we will hear Sisi Bhagavatam attentively in a Bhakti Sangha morning Japa group. Hari Hari Gauranga Prabhuji, thank you very much for correcting me. Koti Koti Dhanvat Pranam Srila Prabhupada Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Pray for me that at least I will increase 5 minutes to read Sisi Bhagavatam and Sisi
Hari Bol Jai, definitely.
Ananta Koti Dhanvat Pranam Srila Prabhupada Srila Gurudev Ki Jai.
Thank you very much. It was very encouraging and inspiring for me also. Thank you. So if we do value the time that Krishna has given us, by utilizing that time, Krishna will give us more time. I've seen this in my life. Whatever little time, even 15-20 minutes, Krishna has. There was one student of mine, practically I'll tell you. Even that student also said, Prabhuji, I have only 10 minutes where I can sit down and exclusively study. I said, Krishna has given you those 10 minutes, you value that. And you value that time, Krishna will give you more time. And it happened. So definitely you will get more time to relish Srimad Bhagavatam, surely. Hare Krishna. Okay.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for the wonderful class. Prabhuji, I have a question. So you were saying that you try to make sure that your parents were also taken care of. How do you do that? Like you said that you put them under a counselor and under the care of...
Okay, actually, my parents, they came over, so I joined the Pune temple. So they came over to Pune. They are with me in our congregation. We are actually, I was initially, I joined the ISKCON Pune temple. Later on, we started another satellite center, which is now growing up into, it's a budding project. It's a budding temple under the leadership of His Grace Radhesham Prabhu. We are doing preaching efforts here. So they are a part of our congregation. So they do come for seva, preaching, everything. Actually, they became devotees by the mercy of Mahaprabhu and my counselor, His Grace Radhesham Prabhu. That's how they became devotees. I'm just trying to serve them as a servant. So what happened, basically, I told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu before my joining that I want to be yours fully. But if for that to happen, you should take care of my parents. You take care of parents, I'll serve your mission. And they did take care. This is our formula. Actually, everything is taken care of when Krishna comes in life. And this is all of our experience. Otherwise, nothing else, nothing material. Money, how much money can satisfy a person? What is the guarantee? Now, how much money can I give to my parents? I did give. I worked in Tata Motors. And after that, I gave some amount. But can I assure that that money which I give to parents will protect my parents? We cannot. Money cannot. I can construct a big home. My parents did have homes and property. There's no problem. So I construct a home and give parents. Will that assure that they are protected? No. Only when I get them to a home which Srila Prabhupada has created, where a whole world can stay. In that home, they will be protected. That is ISKCON. So this is the home they should come. And the real treasure that they should get is Harinam and Srimad Bhagavatam. Over and above that, all other material facilities? Yes. Definitely. One can have. Thank you, Kirtidasundari Mataji, for the shloka. Srimad Bhagavatam Artanam Aswado Rasikai Saha Sajati Ashayas Nigde Sadhu Sangasvatovare. She's quoted that verse. You can give them reference also. Okay. I think Radhika Mataji had a question. Yeah.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dandavat Pranams, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Beautiful class, Prabhu. Really enjoyed Antya Leela as it gets to the end. You know, we always expect that there is more sadness. But you made us understand how these has to be taken in the right sense. And the flow of the chapter was so good. And you made us feel very lighthearted. At the same time, apply the principles in our everyday life. All the practical examples that you provided us, it was very relevant and very, very applicable, Prabhu. So I'm totally indebted for your service. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. I really don't have any further questions on this topic, but it was very well presented, Prabhu. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your encouraging words. All right. So thank you all very much that despite your busy... I can see many of you are busy with your cooking. This is the time, actually, Matas, I have to do this. But still, you logged in and came. I'm very grateful. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, once again, for giving your valuable time and association. We'd like to have more of your association in future, Prabhuji, also. Mataji, please go ahead. Anybody have comments?
Prabhuji, I take only one second that I have seen that Radhesham Prabhu, H.G. Radhesham Prabhu, so sincere, doing so many project seva. Mm. So he don't get the time to read Sisi Bhagavatam again and again. He don't need, but he reads Sisi, he make a notes and hear attentively the junior Vaishnava. The junior Vaishnava is savoring when Radhesham Prabhuji is sitting in that class. But it is a lesson for all of us that there is no senior and junior in a bhakti. Radhesham Prabhuji is sitting in the last two first bench and making notes of Shishi Bhagavatam. And so sincerely. So this is a lesson for all of us, Prabhuji, that we should make a notes. When we are making the notes, Prabhuji, it's fixed in our mind for our own purification. Hari Hari Gauranga.
Very true. And also it's I just wanted to share, although we don't share about a Vaishnava, I'm just mentioning about him that he is especially told not to, but then I will do. Prabhuji takes out time every week, 6 hours continuously to read purports of Bhaktivedanta. Bhaktivedanta purports. Those 6 hours, nobody can disturb him. No disturbance. So in a week, he takes out time and 6 hours attested sits and reads. And daily also he reads. He gets up in the morning at 3:15. Sometimes when he stays with us at Bhakti Yoga Club, I get to serve him personally. So I've seen. He gets up 2:45, 3 is up. And he hears Srila Prabhupada. That's how he starts his day. And 6 hours a week, he sits and studies. Nobody can disturb him that time. And whenever he travels, he doesn't take a flight. Mostly, if it is unless urgent, otherwise he takes a train, he sits on the upper berth. I have traveled with him also, and sits and reads Prabhupada books. So this is the time he takes to read. So how Vaishnavas can utilize time to read? We may not see them. We may see them giving 6-7 hours of lectures, but their sadhana is fully done. They charge themselves first. In the beginning of the day, they charge their batteries so that rest of the day they can serve nicely. So they do that. And Rose, it's in my lecture also. I've seen many times. It's difficult. It's like Wali comes in the front, half of your power is gone. But Prabhuji is there in the class, full power is gone. You cannot speak anything. We just taught everything to you. It's so difficult. But as soon as he comes, I offer obeisances, then only sit when instructed. See, very genuinely humble soul. We are very proud to have such a good example. I am located in Pune. There's a place called Kharadi, which is currently a satellite center, an upcoming extension center and preaching center in Pune, which is eventually, it's upcoming. And so, this is a place in Pune called Bhakti Kharadi. Bhakti Yoga Club.
Is that the base or something?
It's not just a base, it's also a congregation community center. Congregate. Base is also there. Our base is called Leader's Voice. Mm-hmm. And that's on the second floor. We have first floor is our temple hall. I'm right now in the Brahmachari Ashram. There. We have a group of Brahmacharis staying.
And your parents, where they live? They live in?
They live about half an hour away from this place. Okay. In Pune only. So they relocated here when I joined.
We also have in Barsana.
Yes.
Yeah, there is.
Very nice. Amazing. It's always a great pleasure and encouragement to come here and to learn from all of you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your wonderful association, accepting our request, coming on the call. Really grateful to you, Prabhu. And as you said, that Radhesham Prabhu sits in your class and takes...
Everyone's class. Everyone. Not just mine.
Yeah.
Everyone, whoever it is, the speaker.
Not like Wali who takes away the strength, but I think so. He's more merciful.
No, no. My experience is the person will lose all the strength. No, it's difficult to sit.
Senior,
it doesn't take away. He lose the power to speak. He's taught everything.
He gives the empowerment. Okay.
Yeah. He empowers. Yeah. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much. I wasn't going to say any, but this was a fantastic class. I came on late because I was in Guru Maharaj's class.
Ooh.
But when you came on, and the first thing I heard was inspiration and presentation. So I was inspired more by your class, as I said in the chat. Guru Maharaj, with all his health issues, and all his services, he reads Srimad Bhagavatam every day. So since I read that, although I am studying Bhagavatam, I am also reading one sloka every day without fail. And it is, you have inspired me even more to do that as an added thing besides studying. So thank you very much. Good, so much for your you. Wonderful class.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for the beautiful class. Thank you so much.
You.
Whenever you come, it is so nice. Your class is always nice, Prabhu. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. I have a small question, Prabhuji. Can I ask you?
Yes, I'm not able to see. Okay, fine. Yes,
Shama
please.
Supriya Prabhu.
Huh? Yes, Mataji.
So, Prabhu, I have taken the thing like to read Prabhupada books or Bhagavatam before taking breakfast or anything like that. So, I continued for some days, but I could not stick to this rule. So, at that time, what we have to do, Prabhu? So, okay. If we have taken this kind, so for some days I continued. But for some of the reason, because of homework or something, so I'm not able to stick to this rule. So how can I, can I read at any point of the day or how to do, Prabhu?
Yes. So personally, what I've learned from even His Grace Sankarshan Das Adhikari Prabhu, I learned one very beautiful thing from him. He says that you have to read Srimad Bhagavatam at such a time when no one can disturb you. Find out that time, Mataji, and stick to that time. What is that? Do you have a time in the day where nobody can disturb you? Is there a time like that?
Practically, no, Prabhu. Kids are at home taking the Zoom classes. So practically, no time like that. But as you said, I will.
We have. We do have. It is there. That's called early morning.
Yeah, early morning I dedicate for Japa, Prabhu.
Yes. Okay.
So like that. So, but
we
I,
can.
Yeah,
we'll make it a point that we can do. Just like we fixed our meals. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. We never miss that because we fixed a slot. And sometimes when we go out or somewhere outing, then we may alter the slots. But then we do have a plan alternatively to eat. Right? Similarly, we need to make plan for the soul to also eat. This is the food for the soul, Srimad Bhagavatam. So when we create time for something, and then we'll be able to stick to time. So and you can keep that time as like before breakfast, you said we can keep that time. And suppose that is getting disturbed because of something, we should create another time immediately.
Okay.
That is my humble experience. Sure. I also have a time. I have early morning hours before I do my japa. I do this. And if that suppose is hankered, like suppose sometimes late night goes late because of some service, then I plan another slot to read. But reading is must.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. It helps
Thank
a lot.
You. Thank you so much. Hare
so,
Krishna.
Devotees, dear devotees. Yes, Mataji.
Prabhu, can I ask? Yes. Can I ask a small question?
Definitely.
I read, but then I don't know how to study. How I do read Gita, but you know, as it is, then Bhagavatam, and also I have started reading this Lochan Das Thakur's. What is it? I forget the title.
Chaitanya Bhagavatam.
Chaitanya Mangal.
Chaitanya Mangal.
Chaitanya Mangal. So I do remember what I read, but then when he said about the studying, how do you study?
Bula rahe na? I'm just coming. Yeah.
Sorry.
So,
sorry.
Yeah, my request is that you try level best to study for about say 10 minutes. After that, also try to make a small note, 3-4 good points of what you studied in those 10 minutes. Then again, 10 minutes study and then wait, contemplate and try to note down some points. Initially, this recollection will help.
Okay.
And then definitely make it a point to please share it with someone. Share it. And that is the reason I have started preaching programs. I personally start many preaching programs for myself so that I get to share what I humbly read. Yes?
Yes.
So
thank you.
We make notes and we recollect and we definitely share with other Vaishnavas. By sharing, we grow.
Yes.
So if we ensure we recollect and we share, we can never forget what we study. It's not possible.
Thank
so you can start this immediately.
Thank
Even
you.
If it is one point, no problem. Share one point. Prabhupada said, what is preaching? Anyone can preach. You listen two lines, go and repeat the two lines. That is preaching.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all so much. Hare Krishna.
Fantastic, Prabhu. Fantastic.
Yes.
चैतन्य चैतामृत की जय इस ग्रे सनातन धर्म प्रभु जी की जय थैंक यू सो मच प्रभु जी हरे कृष्णा
थैंक यू
हरे बोल थैंक यू